Friday night, I fell asleep on the couch. I think I was so nervous about this. I put it in my phone, you know. And,
oh, about making it.
Yeah. And so I fell asleep on the couch. And I think it had more to do with what I had eaten for dinner, which was a bunch of fried food, which I never do. And I woke up, and I said to Rich, what day is it? Is it Monday? And he goes, no. And I said, are you sure? And he goes, yeah.
Thank you.
Good morning, everyone. We're going to call the meeting of the Board of Supervisors and the Redevelopment Authority to order. Today is Monday, May 21st. It's 8:30 a.m. We're in the Community Center at the Sierra Room at 851 East Williams Street. We have a short agenda today for some tax rate things. Can we have a roll call, please? Thanks, Kathy.
Supervisor Abab?
Here.
Supervisor Bonkowski?
Here.
Supervisor Bagwell?
Here.
Supervisor Barrett?
Here.
Mayor Kroll?
Here.
Quorum is present.
Thank you very much. All right, let's move to item number four. This is public comment. This is the time for Pledge of Allegiance. I forgot that. Join me in the pledge, please. Thank you very much. Let's take up, now we'll take up public comment. Anybody on public comment? Okay, I don't see anybody. Any changes to this massive agenda we have?
No changes.
Board, any changes? Unless there's an objection, then we'll take the agenda as we'll adopt the agenda as published. Let's take up item 6A. This is a discussion and possible action on a resolution to set the ad valorem tax rate for county cooperative extension for fiscal year 2019 at $1.28 per hundred of assessed valuation. Mr. Link, you have a disclosure. Supervisor Abad.
NRS 281A.420 requires me to disclose a conflict of interest and abstain from participating when I have a disqualifying conflict. I serve as a board member on the Greenhouse Project Board, a nonprofit organization, along with Lindsay Chichester. And I also serve on the Fair Committee, which Lindsay heads up. And the Ethics Commission has opined that where there is a relationship that is substantially similar to that of a substantial and continuing business relationship, there exists a disqualifying conflict. Here, my relationship with Lindsay as co-members on the Greenhouse Project is similar to that of a substantial and continuing business relationship. Therefore, a reasonable person in my situation would be materially affected by this commitment, and as such, I will be abstaining from participating in this matter.
Any other disclosures? All right. Now we go, Mr. Link. Go ahead.
Thank you, Jason Link, Chief Financial Officer. This is an agenda item for possible action to set the ad valorem tax rate for the county cooperative extension for fiscal year 19 at 1.28 cents per $100 of assessed valuation. And I will note that this is the same rate that was used in the prior year.
Okay. Questions, Mr. Link? Anybody? Public comment? Anybody? Motion's in order.
11. I move to adopt Resolution 2018-R11, a resolution setting the ad valorem tax rate for county cooperative extension for fiscal year 2019 at $1.28 per $100 of assessed valuation.
Second. There's a motion and a second on the motion. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Does ours come up?
No.
Okay. All opposed? Abstain, one. So, okay.
I will make, if I could, it's 1.28 cents.
1.28 cents.
Not $1.28.
What did I say, $1.28?
The motion was made for $1.28.
Oh, 1.28 cents. Well, Lindsay almost got a,
so
I don't know. Okay.
I would amend the motion.
Yeah, let's just,
you want me to reread it?
Let's, unless there's an objection, we'll withdraw that last motion in the vote. We'll go back, and we'll take another motion on this one.
Okay. I move to adopt Resolution Number 2018-R11, a resolution setting the ad valorem tax rate for county cooperative extension for the fiscal year 2019 at 1.28 cents per $100 of assessed valuation.
Now it's 1.28 cents. Okay. On the motion, all in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay, and abstained. So it's everybody voted aye, Supervisor Abad, abstention. Okay, now let's move to item 6B. This is a time for a public hearing on the final budget for fiscal year 2019. Mr. Link, you want to tell us why we're doing this?
Certainly. This is the adoption of the final budget for Carson City for fiscal year 2019. NRS 354598 requires us to hold a public hearing on the tentative budget, at which time we can take public comment on the budget process, excuse me. We have gone through a number of iterations of this. We adopted the tentative budget on April 19th with the changes, and all of those changes have been incorporated into this budget, along with the reorganization for the planning department and for the business development hub and the business development manager positions.
Public comment on it? So, public hearing. Anybody? Record reflect there's no comments during this hearing. Board members, we've been through all these. Supervisor Barrett, go.
Thank you. I know at the time we did this on a preliminary basis, I said I'd be waiting to see how we did on the road situation. I'm informed by our soon-to-be interim city manager that that's in process for by our bond council to put together some language to use that VNT money that's fallow at the moment. So I'm going to vote for this budget. It doesn't reflect my priorities, but we will revise it a little later, I'm sure. And I want to say that I'm going to quote my famous philosopher of the last century, Dagobert Runes, who said, hesitancy in judgment is the only true mark of the thinker. And I'm still trying to learn how to think, but that helps me.
That was a good one. I like that. All right. All right, other comments? Anybody? Motion's in order.
I move to approve the Carson City final budget for fiscal year 2019 as submitted.
There's a motion and a second on the motion. Discussion? Hearing none, all in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Carried. Okay. Good job, John. All right. Well, now we'll take on concluding public comment under the Board of Supervisors. Anybody? I don't see anybody. So we will, unless there's something further to come before the Board of Supervisors, we will adjourn. As the Board of Supervisors, I'm going to turn the gavel over to the Chair of the Redevelopment Authority, Supervisor Abowd, and we'll go from there.
I'm going to call to order this meeting of the Redevelopment Authority and let the record reflect that we have a quorum. Is there any public comment at this point in time? Seeing none, move on to item number 11 to approve the Carson City Redevelopment Authority final budget for fiscal year 2019. Jason, are you going to take us through this?
I am. Jason Lake, Chief Financial Officer. So on April 19th, the board approved the tentative budget, and there has been no changes from the tentative to the final budget.
Any board comment on this?
I do. Okay. Jason, I did notice the improvements to the Bob Boulder Theater, those were scheduled for 2020, not 2019. Is that correct?
Sorry, I'm trying to find the right page number that you're referring to.
Sherry, while he's looking, you got an answer?
I believe I do have an answer.
Okay.
So on page 12 of the RDA budget, I believe there is $300,000 in that $642,000 for that theater improvement.
A year again?
In 19.
19.
In this current 2019 budget. They used roll forward money and cut some things to make sure it was added to the 19 budget.
Sorry, I was looking for the five-year plan, but I didn't include it in my material.
Okay.
So the improvements will be made in 2019?
That's where they're budgeted.
Any other board comments?
Oh, I jumped in for you.
It's okay.
I'm
Any other public comment on this? Seeing none, then I'll bring it back to the board for motion.
I move to approve the Carson City Redevelopment Authority final budget for fiscal year 2019 as presented.
We have a motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. We have one more final public comment. Seeing none, do we have a motion to adjourn? All right. We are adjourned. Ten minutes. Woohoo! No, I saw 2019. Everything that I've seen has been 2019.